Did he play mostly?
Well, he played Sugar Hill and Fisher's Hornpipe and about all the old tunes like you play.
Play another.
What do you want to do?
I don't care. Sweet 16.
I'm blank this morning.
Sweet 16. My tune. Too loud, this is Jerry's. Jerry's the boss of this class. Jerry, which one's that? Any of them? Huh?
It's where? In tune. It's in tune.
Oh. All right. I can't hear. Play it. Thank you.
Remember me telling you music was supposed to be pushed, not pulled? He still got the drive. Another good one indeed. Let's do old Casey Jones.
All right.
Dwight and me get together, we find old tunes that nobody will fool with.
Playing and just realized that how influential Glenn was on my banjo playing. I met Glenn, I first saw him, I think it was about 1969, you came up with Dave and John Morse, Morgantown, played there in the Lair once, and I'd been visiting the Hammonds then, and I started mentioning all those old tunes, and Glenn said, where'd you hear about this, and hear their tune names and so on. And I started going to festivals then where Glenn was about 71 or 72, and I was really in the middle of really trying to learn to play the music at that time, and Glenn, correct me if I'm wrong, but you don't like to play music with clawhammer banjo players very much, is that right?
I like to play old time with clawhammer banjo but like we're doing now.
Yeah, but It's when they drag it, you said one time they make you clawhammer the fiddle. And I didn't realize till just a minute ago how influential he was, because I have to really push the banjo in order to play with Glenn. This is the first time since 74 or 75 that we've even seen each other, and I haven't played any music since then, and it just came back to me. It's really making me dig to play music with Glenn this morning. And I realized then he's the one that pushed me on to really get some hard drive in the music back in 72 and 73 when I was really, really learning.
Well, the part of the country that I come from around Galax, Virginia, all them old time banjo pickers will just put you right on down the road when you playing with them with fiddle. And I think they thought anything that you could play should you should be able to dance to it.
Yeah.
I play with Clawhammer Banjo Picker all the time.
Who's that?
Larry Vader.
I don't know him.
He's only been playing about 2.5 years, something like that. Good.
You know who wrote Casey Jones?
You know Larry, don't you? Larry Vader.
Did you all ever make the trip down to Tom and Jerry's?
Oh, we've been about 3 times long.
That's the water cooler over here running, not the...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we've been down to Tommy's about 3 times. You've met Tommy, haven't you?
Yeah, a long time ago, 73. That's down to his house. Let's play another one.
Like what?
Oh, I don't know. We used to hit Ragtime Annie pretty good.
Now, I'll tell you what. I drove up here this morning. I'm not used to driving. I'm just so nervous I could thread a sewing machine around. So bear with me. Back of killing me. I got hurt yesterday. Building a bed for a big oil field truck. Picked up a piece of timber, no telling how many thousand pounds it weighed. Hurt my back. I cried the big part of the way up here this morning. So we'll try Ragtime Annie.
Yeah. See if I can reload.
Thank you. pretty hard to see.
She knows some of the best G-tunes in the world, don't you?
Some of the best G-tunes.
Yeah, he's putting it on me now. Anybody got a banjo tuned in G?
I have one left.
I mean, this guitar player doing an old guy back home version of Leather Riches. I like Lyndon Johnson. I was laying in my little bed one night, and this come to my mind the way the old man played that. Garter snake. No, yeah, in the wintertime, fiddles will get real dry, and you just dip that down in water and put it in your fiddle to keep moisture in.
Do you have rattlesnake rattles in your fiddle?
I've got them in one down at the house, and then I've got some down there the guy brought me last week to put in this one, and I forgot to put them in.
Why do they do that?
I keep the... keep the cobwebs and things out of them. Help keep them clean.
Oh, there's more to it. There's more to it than that now.
Then you can be out in the wind if the air is stirring. You can really hear them. You've heard them rattlesnake rattles in my old fiddle down there.
A little bit.
When we have Cedar Lakes, get out there and if the air was stirring much, you could hear them. But they do help keep a fiddle cleaned out. I mean, floating around in there. Don't you do that to me. Me sitting here just to suffer.
Patty on the turnpike. Patty on the turnpike.
Oh, no. You're going up with some looglies this morning. Back hurting, scared to death, and all that stuff.
Thank you.
too much free time on
that's a Tommy Hunter tune, and we ran
down
into,
around Asheville, North Carolina.
Glenn and John Morse and I went over to Tommy's house. See, we were down, it was the summer of 72, we were down there. A place called Sodom down there near Asheville. And, yeah.
It's still in the United States, but just barely was.
We went over there to Tommy's house and got there in the morning, knocked on the door, and he had a pistol there. And I thought, oh no, what have we gotten ourselves into? My goodness, he was a good fiddler. He just smooth as silk.
Oh my goodness, smooth as a widow's kiss.
Yeah. Dave and John, I don't know where Dave was staying, but John and John Martin and I and Glenn, we stayed at the Poverty House. Tell them about that.
I don't even like to think about the Poverty House. Them's the hardest floors I ever slept on. And me saying that just barely was in the United States reminded me of an old man back home. Grover Lowe told me one time he loved women awful well. He was about 75 years old, something like that. He told me, he said, Glenn, he said, you know, he said, I never see the ugly woman, but said I've seen some just barely was pretty.
Just a little bit.
You ever hear him play?
Yeah.
I was aware about 2 months ago. Larry Rader just bought him a new Wildwood banjo. Fancy keys and everything. Kept on trying to get old man Oscar to play it. That's why old man Oscar took he come down with, Lord have mercy. He said, when I first seen that, said, I thought it just some kind of a relic. He said, if I was a young man, I'd give $2,000 for that banjo. After a while, he got a chance when Larry's head was turned, winked at me, said if he'd get him some of them old-fashioned wooden pegs like we used to have in our bank, he'd have it made.